Increasingly, Russians have issued pleas to officials to bury revolutionary leader Vladimir Lenin, or to at least embalm him. Since his death in 1924, the former Soviet Union and present-day Russia have kept his rotten corpse on display in a wooden mausoleum in the Red Square. Rossiyskaya Gazeta said, quote, "We need closure. Besides, he stinks," unquote. Some citizens have expressed concerns that the moldering corpse could spread disease. Boris Kolchin told Unnews reporter a lot of lies, quote, "It can't be healthy breeding the bastard's decayed flesh," unquote. Despite pleas of its citizenry, though, Russian hardliners are opposed to relocating Lenin's body, noting that following the Cold War, times are hard, and Lenin's body, such as it is the capital's biggest tourist attraction. Excuse me. Europeans flocked to Red Square to sneer at the festering cadaver of the man who led the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 that cemented communist rule in Russia for 75 years. Americans also come in droves to jeer at the dead leader. Marion Madison said, quote, "My grandfather fought in World War I just so I could fly to Moscow and spit on the dead body of this commie scum," unquote. Madison has made dozens of trips to Moscow to pay my disrespects, quote unquote, to the former communist, and, quote, "As long as my supplies of saliva and mucus hold out, I'll be back to do it again," unquote. To view the body, officials charge the equivalent of $50 American. To spit on the corpse, one must pay twice this amount. Although officially no one is permitted to urinate on the cadaver, it is rumored that even this insult is permitted for a, quote, "sizable donation to the upkeep of the mausoleum," unquote. According to Madison, the gossip is more than mere rumor, it's a fact. He has claimed to urinate on Lenin's body, quote, "more times than I can remember. I always drink a couple of bottles of vodka before I visit Red Square to make sure my bladder's full," unquote. He wants to be sure, he says, that in paying for the privilege of urinating upon Lenin's body, he gets his money's worth. He added, quote, "besides, Lenin likes golden showers," unquote. Advocates of relocating Lenin's corpse have started a petition. They can get 80% of the people to sign up. The government has agreed to move the body, quote, "away from the rats and urine stains, at least," unquote, although not out of Red Square itself. For now, those who live near the former leader's body are content with even this small concession to their wishes. They say anything's better than nothing, especially considering the unsanitary condition of the necropolis and the fact and that, not to be putting the matter too delicately, Lenin stinks. This has been Reverend Simulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.